Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the newly minted senator from the Capital District, Paulina Fetterman.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to Senator James Settlemyer on gun control, taxes, and collective bargaining reform.
Plus on the PowerPoint panel today, we've just got one guest, and that's Perry DiLoretto with the Nevada Military Support Alliance. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans. We are TRI.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam
Shad. And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program, this time, Senator James Settlemyer. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Like to ask you about some of the things that we talked about at Pat Hickey's town hall meeting, which I understand was just packed at the legislature yesterday. And one of the things that was talked about was that Republican bills are being held hostage or have been killed without fair hearings. The basic position of the Republicans at the event was that Republicans are not seeing sufficient progress on the list of demands, and that in fact their own initiatives are not being taken seriously. They therefore are unmoved at this point to consider taxes. Is that your position?
Well, I have a feeling that some of the larger reform-type bills have not been progressing at a rate that I feel they should, because I think that'll actually help us get out of this current economic crisis that we're in. So in that respect, yes, I do believe that the reform bills are being slowed down far too much.
Let's talk about these reform bills. Construction defect, tort reform, collective bargaining reform, education reform.
PERS and PEBS.
Can you go over just really quickly and tell us what your key points are on each of those reforms?
Okay. Within education reform, I think we need to get to a point where we need to look at the rules such as last in, first out. We need to look at that concept, and I mean, we can't actually agree that that is a good idea. We need to figure out who the better teachers are and reward them. And in my opinion, I would like to see a system set up so we could actually pay better teachers more money. And those teachers that are not doing a good job, not give them raises that we've continually done year after year.
Where do you differ with Senator Horsford on this? Because he's very passionate about this topic as well.
We haven't really seen any bills yet to discuss to figure out, you know, as far as the differences, and I have not had an in-depth discussion with Senator Horsford on it. I was supposed to have a meeting with him yesterday, but he was unfortunately had to cancel that meeting to go to, the tax commission or something of that nature.
Right, he did go and address the tax commission yesterday. Do you feel that there is not then a conversation coming from Democratic leadership in the Senate to move things along at all?
I think some things are moving along, but I look at both houses at the same time, which I think you have to do. So I keep an eye on what's going on in the Assembly as well. And there are numerous bills that they had there that they had told the Speaker that they wanted out and they wanted to have discussions on, and they didn't get them out. Or
construction defect, that was a big one that was also discussed yesterday at Mr. Hickey's town hall meeting.
There were two bills total on that this session. One was from Democrat Senator Mrs. Kopening, and then you had Republican Assemblyman Ira Hansen had one. And I'm not sure if Ira's bill made it out. I didn't watch his deadline, but I was told it did not make it. And I was told that Mrs. Kopening, the decision was kind of made due to everything going on, that her bill was not going forward either.
All right, let me ask you about this. You have several bills on key issues that Republicans believe would revive employment. They did not go forward. One would have changed the way overtime is calculated. Major union opposition to that.
Correct.
Would you explain that?
Well, the bill came to me because I had several constituents contact me that worked at casinos, and they said, listen, I don't have any flexibility in my day. Either I work an 8-hour day or I don't. Now, under the law, I can agree to do 4 10s, but I can't do 3 10s and then create a 30-hour week because my hours have been cut back. They have to make me do a 40-hour week. Otherwise, they have to pay me overtime, and they're not going to do that in this economy because they don't have the funds. I want some flexibility in my own schedule. So looking at it, it's like, well, you know what? If 4 10s are okay, why would 3 10s not be okay? Why not allow some flexibility so we do what all other states do? Well, almost all their states. Only 5 states have a what's called an 8-hour day rule. All other states just say, no, it's a 40-hour week. So they allow the flexibility with the employee and the employer to figure that out. Now, what's interesting to me is that there were other bills that were looking for exemptions on the 8-hour rule, which if you look at Nevada, we're one of the unique states that have an 8-hour rule, but then every... You know, there are so many exemptions, it's not even funny.
Now, the 8-hour rule says if you work over 8 hours...
You get paid overtime.
You get paid overtime.
But more problematic than that, it's based on a 24-hour clock, meaning that if your work day on Monday starts at 8 a.m., and then the next day you tell your employer, hey, I really need to take my kid to the dentist or whatever, you know, and so therefore I want to come in late, so I want to come in at 10 o'clock. You come in at 10, you can't work 8 hours because you'd have to get overtime past when the previous 8 hours was. So it creates a very large problem for employers. That and no real payroll clock is really designed to figure this out, so they have to do it all by hand, where if we went to a straight 40-hour week, they could save on accounting software and things of that nature. So there's a lot of side benefits, but mainly I looked at it from an employee-employer standpoint, allow them to have some flexibility of their schedule. But in the other respect, we had another bill that said that, you know, there are certain large-scale productions, movies that want to come here and do things, and they won't play here with 8-hour rules, so they just won't come here. So we have to create a carve out an exemption for them so they don't have to pay 8 hours. And I just have to laugh at that and go, okay, every time we add an exemption, it proves a point. The system's flawed.
Let's talk about, you know, job creation has been the theme of this session, mm-hmm. as it was in the elections and is ongoing, obviously, in this state. Give us a report card on that as far as the legislature is concerned.
Well, I had a bill myself that looked at the concept of trying to encourage new hires. So my concept was is that anyone who could show on their payroll records that they had for 3 quarters, they only had, let's say, 5 employees. That if they wanted to hire a new employee, that new employee would not have a payroll tax for 1 year so that they could get a tax break per se and be encouraged to hire new employees. This would not allow them to skirt the system though and fire people and hire them back. It has to be an authentic new employee. Now I had that bill and it was sent originally to finance and it was sent to revenue, and unfortunately it died due to the deadlines as well. Interesting thing is, though, Speaker Oscar basically has the same exact bill over in the Assembly, but it has about a $500,000 fiscal note, so now he gets to try to get around that fiscal note. Now, it creates an accounting problem, is what I'm being told. So we're having discussions about that. One of the biggest issues I look at, we really just need to get out of business's way. Find the impediments to business and try to get rid of those, such as the 8-hour day rule or other things of that nature.
All right, let's take a break. More with Senator Settlemyer when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Attention computer shoppers with past credit problems. If you've had past credit problems and want to make a change, call now. All you need is an active checking account and you're approved for our program. Bankruptcy, liens, divorce, or job loss, it doesn't matter. You're approved. We'll get you that new computer you always wanted and report on your credit so you can start to get it back on track. Call now, and with your paid order, we'll add a free color printer, free MP3 music player, and a free LCD TV. You heard right. Free printer, free MP3 player, and a free LCD TV. Call now and tell us where you want your brand new computer and free gift shipped today.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. Owe the IRS or state more than $10,000 in back taxes? Well, you can stop stressing right now. At Blue Tax, our team of tax professionals will remove bank levies and wage garnishments fast. Stop all collection activity immediately and negotiate a settlement on your entire tax debt. You could end up paying way less than you owe. 800-928-8948 for a free consultation. That's 800-928-8948. And remember, you heard it from me, Max, at Blue Tax. Wahoo!
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
This segment is brought to you by Capital Partners, bipartisan government affairs consulting with over three decades of diverse experience in government relations. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator James Settlemyer.
A few weeks ago, a number of bills were considered before the Senate Commerce and Labor Committee, which you sit on, that will deal with the independent contractor status and in some cases make it illegal to be an independent contractor. Now, you voted against all those measures. Has there been a lot of discussion in the caucus about what those would do, changing the independent contractor status to job creation in the state?
We had some discussion about it within the caucus. What occurred that day was a very long hearing. As you know, it didn't get done until almost 6, 7 o'clock at night. The problem with the definition change that they're looking for, they want to get away from the current system, go to what's called an ABC test. But the ABC test basically states that if you have a fixed time that you have to be at a place, and if you have a fixed price, that means you're no longer an independent contractor. What that does for...
Wait, I'm sorry, what do you mean by fixed price?
Fixed price, as an example, my wife is a hairstylist, and she owns her own salon, and she rents out stalls. And if you want to rent one of those stalls or booths, you pay X, a fixed price, for that stall. When I go across the street to help my neighbor out and pick up some of his hay, which, you know, he pays me for, I get paid per bale. So I have a fixed price that I charge. It's not negotiable. This is my price. So you either like it or you don't. And that's the decision. So that's a fixed price. Then if you have a fixed time, which my wife's business, okay, you want to rent the stalls, you rent it Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or whatever days are, those are your days. You have fixed days. When I pick up hay, I have 24 hours from the time it's created in bale form to get it off field because the individual wants to irrigate his field. So there is a fixed time. Fixed price, fixed time. You're no longer under this bill. You would no longer be an independent contractor. You would actually be an employee of that individual. So that creates huge problems.
It also says you can't be in the same profession as the person hiring you and be an independent contractor.
And that was the third part of the contingent, which says you have to be in a separate profession. So that basically would end most independent contractors. I understood their goal and the intent because they have a fair amount of problems with individuals misclassifying. And I talked with many of the union members outside, and they agreed with me that the system that they're putting forward was problematic. And these are the individual rank and file union members. And they said, no, we don't want to make it so that custom hay guys, that truckers that that hire a load, because, you know, my brother's long haul, he did some long haul trucking. And again, he was told, okay, I'll give you, let's say, $1,000 to get this load to Utah by Friday. Fixed price, fixed time. He all of a sudden would have to be paid under their workman comp. He'd have to pay their insurance, everything.
He'd have to be an employee.
He'd have to be an employee.
And the bottom line would be that there would be an awful lot of people out of work.
It would cost jobs. It would not be a job creation bill, to say the least. And that's the problem. And it would stifle entrepreneurial concepts to me.
Another bill that both you and Senator John Lee were pushing forward dealt with carrying weapons, concealed weapons. Sorry, couldn't get that.
No, on that particular bill, we refer to it as a campus carry bill, and we had a lot of testimony and very compelling testimony. There was a young lady who came forward that was unfortunately, very sadly raped at UNR. She had a concealed carry weapons permit because she was a law-abiding citizen, though she did not have her weapon with her the day she was raped. And that individual that raped her was actually James Beulah, who later went on to rape and kill Breonna Dennison.
So, there's been a lot of controversy on that bill throughout the building between Senator Lee and Speaker John Ossegara.
There's been some discussion. There was a lot of bills that got rolled into one bill into the Assembly under Speaker Ossegara's bill pertaining to guns. We had asked him if he wanted to go ahead and roll in the campus carry bill, and he said no, he's okay without that one being rolled into his omnibus bill. So there's a lot of discussions going on various issues. The bill has not yet come forward to a floor vote. We'll have to wait and see.
But you've had quite a bit of success with firearms legislation so far, correct?
It's been a very good year. My problem is I don't want to define success until I see the governor's signature on it. So giving me lip service potentially and having bills move around is one thing, but actually having a dry signature, that's to me where the proof is.
And have you talked to the governor?
I think the governor will sign it. That's not necessarily the problem. I'm not saying which bill he will or will not sign. I feel confident that if a good piece of legislation gets to the governor and without a ton of opposition votes from either side, that I feel the governor would be more than likely to sign a bill. But the question to me I'm trying to say is, let's see the bills get out of the legislative building.
Where was that position on the campus carry?
There were some individuals. Mr. Snyder was not too fond of the bill. He stated that, clearly within Clark County, in his opinion, that people don't necessarily have as many guns as they do in the rural areas, so this is more of a rural problem. And he didn't like the concept of allowing guns on a college campus. He felt that it would actually create more problems. It would make it a less safe environment.
All right, well, that's where we got to leave it. But I do want you to come back and talk about redistricting, and we just don't have time at this point to be able to do that.
Okay.
But thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Sam.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Thank you.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductors Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
After the age of 40, most women get into the mirror and they do a little temporary fix. When you have the quick lift done, it's not a temporary in the mirror thing, it's lasting.
Look completely refreshed and years younger in one easy step.
I feel amazing. I never thought a quick procedure could be that easy and have such a great result.
Be one of the thousands of women just like Janet who are enjoying the lasting beauty of the quick lift. Call 1-800-321-LIFT today.
It's as big as it gets. It's the biggest sale ever on now for a limited time at Lithia Hyundai of Reno. How big? 0% APR financing on used vehicles. That's big. That's on top of already low prices in our entire inventory. We asked our lenders to help our friends. They came through with 0% interest on used vehicles. Get more car for your money. Get a great used vehicle, great low price, and 0% APR financing. Our biggest sale ever. But it's only for a limited time at Lithia Hyundai of Reno. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're going to talk with Perry DiLoretto. He is with the Nevada Military Support Alliance. We're going to get to that in a moment, but I just want to ask you, because you're a developer, major housing developer in Northern Nevada, just give us a brief rundown on where the economy is right now. Are we stumbling along the bottom still? Are we lifting a little? What do you see?
Yeah, I would think that's a fair characterization. We're kind of bouncing along on the bottom. I keep reminding people that all of the good things that we love about Nevada, and especially Northern Nevada, are still true, every one of them. Economic conditions are down in the dregs, but we see people out because of our lifestyle and because of the quality of life we have here and a lot of the very fine attributes of living that we have. They're looking. People are shopping. We've sold a few homes. We're very encouraged by the amount of traffic that we're seeing. A lot of them are not immediate buyers, Sam, but they're looking to the future. People believe there's a future, and that's important that we don't lose that concept. The notion, the pride and the of the notion of home ownership and the success that comes along with that has been seriously bruised. It's going to take some time to recover from that, but I believe we will. And I couldn't pick a place that I'd rather be anywhere in the country right now than right where we are. We're going to go through it. A lot of things are going to get cleaned out in the way of inventory that probably shouldn't have been there in the first place. And once it does, I think we will recover to a more normalized and healthy pace.
Just a quick note on the business side of things. You saw the M Resort in Henderson change hands at 23 cents on the dollar, a $1 billion resort originally. You just saw Grand Sierra sold for $44.5 million, probably $240 million was invested in that property. The Sienna, $90 million property, turns over for just under $4 million. These are good signs, are they not, that people are coming in that have been sitting on the sidelines with cash and they're going to be able to make these businesses work?
I think the way I look at it is people were willing to come in and spend the amount of money that they spent. Those properties were economically obsolescent. They didn't work anymore. So you have to start over again. And, somebody took the loss, created an opportunity for someone else to come in. And I believe they have excellent opportunities of being successful.
Okay, the main reason you were here was to talk about the Nevada Military Support Alliance, formerly the Patriot Fund, was set up by you, Joe Brown, and Governor Gwynn after 9/11. Tell us a little bit about your organization.
Well, first of all, the Nevada Patriot Fund does go back to 2003, and there was a lot of other people involved in that initially. Especially, I remember my dear friend Jerry Bussell. Colonel Bussell, retired, who passed away here not too long ago, was one of the motivating forces behind it. We are, as you said, we've combined formed the Nevada Military Support Alliance over the last 2 years. We're all about the proposition of recognition and appreciation and support of the men and women in the military. If you look at the numbers, Sam, Nevada is sharing a significant portion of the burden, probably a disproportionate share of the burden in the current conflicts that we're engaged in.
Now, the Nevada Military Support Alliance has helped the families of 55 servicemen who were killed in action, but there's also some more that you have done for those folks that were injured. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, we have reached out to every one of the 55 families that have lost someone killed in action in the current wars, and we provide some death benefits and immediate financial help to those families. One of the reasons for going to the Military Support Alliance is we broaden our scope considerably, and we're reaching out and engaging with individuals now that are coming back with serious injuries. Friday afternoon, I went to Hawthorne and sat down with a mother and father whose 21-year-old son, Tim Hall, who had volunteered, enlisted in the Army, went to Afghanistan, came under mortar attack at his forward operating base, lost both of his legs all the way up to his hips. Matter of fact, his right hip is completely gone. Part of his pelvis is gone. What's amazing about this is his attitude and his outlook and the wonderful job that the military did, the doctors, to save his life, the effort that went into that. And it was no doubt that this was a life that needed to be saved, because he's bringing back a huge message for all of us to deal with. There's some adaptive needs that family needs to have done, and they need to be done right away. The community of Hawthorne has stepped up for this family, and the Military Support Alliance is stepping up for this family. That's just one example.
And this is a state statewide organization, correct?
We are a statewide organization, but we are Nevada. We're Nevadans supporting Nevadans. We have another soldier from Wellington, a young Marine sergeant that lost both of his legs below his knees. And we took part in a nationwide effort with an organization called Homes for Our Troops that selects soldiers for with severe injuries to do adaptive need homes for them. And there's a new home being built for him in Wellington right now, which will be gifted to him. We're proud to be a part of that effort also.
We're going to put your website on our link section on NevadaNewsmakers.com. You're having your inaugural gala on May 7th, which will include as guests 8 to 10 retired four-star generals and admirals. The event will honor Fatih and Aaron Osman of SNC and feature General Doug Brown as speaker, and he's the former commander of Special Operations Command. And this is being held where?
This is going to be at the Silver Legacy on May 7th. This is the first public fundraising event that we've had as the Military Support Line. All of our money has been raised quietly and privately. We've raised about $1,200,000 so far. We spent well in excess of half of that. We're real excited to have General Brown. General Brown is a retired four-star. He was one of the people responsible for the formation of Special Operations Command, and he is a former commander of that. So he's a real serious soldier, has been engaged, and he's going to share some very interesting perspectives with us that night about the current situations that we're in.
Well, we thank you so much for coming in. As I say, we'll post the information on our website in our link section, and good luck with the gala.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for your service. Okay. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's the Spring Breakout Car Sale going on now at Internet Auto Region Sales. Don't miss your chance to buy with no money down, payments of $99 a month, and no payments for 90 days. Hundreds of late model pre-owned vehicles must be sold. All reasonable offers will be accepted. Even if you have less than perfect credit, Internet Auto Region Sales could get you financed and into the car you really want. Finance rates as low as 2.65% for this sale. It's the Spring Breakout, and it's going on right now, exclusively at Internet Auto Region Sales.
In Nevada, 6 out of 10 people who apply for Social Security disability benefits are denied. If you cannot work because of a permanent disability or illness and have been denied, call us. Because we're here in Nevada, we'll meet with you personally and find a doctor for your claim. At Shook and Stone, we'll guide you through the Social Security process and get you the money you deserve. Shook and Stone, make the law work for you. Call us at 385-2220.
This May, the Amgen Tour of California rides again. The biggest cycling race in North America and the best in the world. Race from the High Sierra to the coast to the mountains of Southern California. The premier cycling race on the continent is here. The Amgen Tour of California, May 15th through the 22nd. Don't miss your chance to see history.
News 4 is proud to be the Northern Nevada Lake Tahoe media partner of the Amgen Tour of California. Carson Tahoe Regional Healthcare invites you to enjoy the royal wedding April 29th on KRNV News 4. Carson Tahoe, your heart hospital, where caring for the heart begins with caring from the heart.
Mesothelioma. Mesothelioma is a cancer caused by exposure to asbestos. The asbestos industry knew the dangers of asbestos but failed to warn the public. The Asbestos Legal Center helps victims of mesothelioma get the compensation they deserve. Call the Asbestos Legal Center now.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Also, check out the blogs, and you can download the show free of charge from iTunes.
Sam, tomorrow we're going to be talking to Senator Sheila Leslie, Chair of the Revenue Committee.
Thanks for watching, and we'll